Ellen Weiss paid her first call on Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute shortly after taking a job at nearby Auburn University.
I'd always heard of it, and the minute I came to Auburn and I heard it was nearby, I knew I had to go see it, and I just became fascinated. And I eventually came down to, well, within 2 years, to Tulane to teach instead, and Tuskegee came with me, so to speak. The campus was wonderful. It was so redolent of place, of otherness, a time gone by, a time I otherwise wouldn't have known. And then when I heard that this was designed by a black architect, all I could think is, whoa.
That architect was Robert R. Taylor, who grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, son of a former slave turned successful merchant, carpenter, and builder.
Taylor went to a superb school run by New Englanders. These were American Missionary Association. It was an American Missionary Association school. And they were very ambitious for their young students, and they picked people that they thought had collegiate abilities and pushed them in that direction. I think there was a year or two between high school and going off to MIT, where he was working with his father in construction. He probably came in with more practical experience than any of his fellow students in architecture.
Robert Taylor's MIT experience was a good one.
Got in, he did very well, he started getting scholarships, which probably helped get him through. He certainly worked summers, and he was a very, very good student. He was widely respected by the faculty and the students, as far as near as we can tell. MIT is the first, what we would regard as a professional architecture school in the country. It was formed immediately after the Civil War, and by the time he goes in 1888, it's very well established. There are other good architecture programs by then, but MIT was probably the best.
And Robert Taylor became MIT's first African-American graduate and the first academically trained African-American architect in the USA. It wasn't long after Taylor graduated that Booker T. Washington and Tuskegee Institute came calling.
He was on Martha's Vineyard working in some kind of craftsman position on a hotel on Martha's Vineyard. And that's where he started corresponding with Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington sought him out, because Booker T. needed black talent, because he was doing what Hampton did, only with all black teachers and all black leadership. He had to find a black architect.
After some initial hesitation, Robert Taylor accepted Washington's offer to come to Tuskegee and help build the Institute.
We understand what classical training means when we're talking about an actor or a musician. And even if they go on and play in other arenas, that classical training shows through. Same thing in architecture. He had a classical, basically French training at MIT. And this shows in many overt ways, like the correct use of columns, a very sensitive approach to proportion, to thickness of walls, to all the tactile and visual qualities of architecture and its material. Booker T. wanted so badly to have this expressive campus, because it was a fist to the sky. It was we can do this, and we have done it. Look, we have columns in our library, the ultimate symbol of authority and power throughout the Western tradition, and we've got them. And we not only have them in the library, we have them in other buildings too.
Taylor's classically informed, distinctive designs made a bold statement to the outside world about black ability and accomplishment, and spoke volumes to Tuskegee students as well.
They come into a place the likes of which they had never imagined. And, we can quote them saying, "I could not understand how a man of my race could have assembled so much wealth and so much beauty." And then they come in, and this place is theirs. And they're welcome within it. It's their place.
Ellen Weiss, author of Robert R. Taylor and Tuskegee, An African-American Architect Designs for Booker T. Washington. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.